Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Mr. Speaker, my question is to the Minister of Finance. What are the benefits of getting better results from public services?
That question for Bill English from one of his own national backbenchers, Hamilton East MP David Bennett, who followed that up with,
how do getting better public service results benefit individuals?
And then this.
Supplementary question. How do getting better public service results benefit taxpayers?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker.
The Finance Minister explained how getting better results from public services would benefit taxpayers as opposed to ordinary individuals.
At the same time, to get much better results, because this government is about getting results, not getting more money.
Before David Bennett could ask another question, there was a request from the Leader of New Zealand First.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters, point of order.
I seek leave of the House that David Bennett be given odium money for asking those questions.
Order. Order. The Right Honourable Gentleman knows that is not a point of order.
That said, Lockwood Smith admitted he had a smidgen of sympathy for the point that Mr. Peters was making.
David Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Supplementary question to the Minister. How do getting better public service results benefit the economy?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. English then ran into trouble with his answer to a more difficult question from his Labour shadow.
The Honourable David Parker.
Is the Minister willing to calculate whether the after-tax wage gap with Australia for 90% of wage earners in New Zealand is larger now than it was when he took office?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, we can do any calculation that the member likes. The fact is, we're getting on with dealing on planet Earth rather than planet Labour. We're dealing with the real challenges that the New Zealand economy faces.
A terse exchange followed as Lockwood Smith, who once held a finance portfolio in the last national government, insisted that his former cabinet colleague answer Mr. Parker's question.
I wouldn't have even raised the matter if the minister hadn't gone on to be critical of the questioner's party. And I don't see why it's such a huge issue for the minister to need to avoid that question, because the question was a straight question. If the minister's not avoiding it, the question, if I recollect, the question was very simply, is the minister prepared to calculate the after-tax income gap between Australia and New Zealand, excluding the top 10% of income earners? If it's not been avoided, I'm interested in hearing the answer. The Honourable Bill English.
No.
A simple answer that didn't avoid the question, and the House then moved on to the general debate, in which, as Rhys Lyon reports, the first four speakers were all female MPs.
Labour's Jacinda Ardern began the general debate by saying that the government's targets for reducing poverty weren't good enough.
Even with the minister's 30% target in place, the number on welfare will be higher than when Labour left office. This set of targets is about trying to be as good as Labour was when we were in government. Mr. Speaker, if you want to help kids target poverty, if you want to fix welfare, fix the economy. That is a plan.
But Social Development Minister Paula Bennett spoke up in defence of the targets.
So currently it's 78,000 is the number that you will see on the job seeker support that have been on for 12 months or longer. And reducing that to 55,000 means a reduction of 30%. This government will set clear targets and proudly stand up for them, and to call them meaningless is absolutely a disservice.
Despite her efforts, Ms. Bennett didn't manage to convince Labour's Annette King.
The animal manure and blatherskite of the National Government rolls on. We have had 4 years of government by slogan, closing the gap with Australia, brighter future and so on. We've had report after report after report. We've had working parties, task force, summits where there were more participants than jobs that have been created. If it wasn't so serious, it would make a great comedy.
Meanwhile, National's Jackie Dean outlined another government target.
This is a government which is committed to readdressing the drivers of crime and reducing reoffending by 25% by 2017. And if that isn't a worthy goal, then, Mr. Speaker, I invite the members opposite to indeed tell me what is.
And while he didn't take up that invitation, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters did make this observation.
My, how zealous they are when they don't know what's going on.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters speaking in the general debate.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.